This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Homelessness not only affects big cities, but can be found in small towns as well. Scott Moorfield tells a story about Bristol, Tennessee, and Bristol, Virginia, that illustrates the impact that public policy can have on social problems like homelessness. First, let's explain the geography. Bristol is really two cities with two governments that are right next to each other. They are divided by a state line that runs down the main street. The division provides a perfect test for the impact of laws and policies. One past example of the differences came during the pandemic and lockdowns. The Democratic Virginia state mandates were much different than the Tennessee policies. It created a weird time where half of the main street was essentially shuttered while the other half prospered. More recently, Tennessee passed a law that made camping on public property a felony. As you might expect, the homeless problem gravitated towards the Virginia side. The kitchen director of the local shelter said that he heard numerous people at the evening meal say, "I'm going to get this meal, and then I'm going to go over to Virginia so I don't have to worry about getting thrown in jail and have a felony on my record." The principle is simple. Remove the incentives and create disincentives for homeless people, and they go elsewhere. In this case, they migrated to the other side of town. It wasn't long before Bristol, Virginia passed a camping ban, though it was merely a misdemeanor offense. 3 months ago, I talked about the book by Michael Schellenberger with the arresting title, San Francisco, Why Progressives Ruin Cities. He documents various reasons why the homeless problem has become worse, but one of the most important reasons is lax enforcement. The two cities of Bristol illustrate how policies do affect homeless behavior. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.